Well, let's have some fun. In the following, I'm going to read you something that lets test your listening ability. And since you don't want to say anything, let's try listening. See how much you can understand, all right? Get ready. I'll read as fast as I can and see how much you got it. Later, if you really cannot get it, I'll provide you with the texts. Okay, get ready. Here you go. Plato's Greek philosopher kicked around ancient Greece about 400 years BC. He is widely regarded to be the most important of the philosophers in the history of ever. In fact, some much less accomplished than Plato once said that all the Western philosophers is nothing but a bunch of footnotes on Plato. He came up with everything before anyone even had a chance to try. The man was a prolific, unbelievable soul because back in those days it was basically impossible to be a philosopher by occupation, and really what else was there to do in ancient Greece? Plato had an interesting way of writing down his ideas. Rather than laying it all out in some giant brick-like textbook, of the Plato's work was composed in the form of crossover fiction, starring his best friend Socrates as well as a bunch of other philosophers who were around at the time. This is called Socratic Dialogue. It is usually a total form of story about some party or event in which a bunch of philosophers got together, got wasted, and argued about something. Of course, the problem for researchers today is that Plato made it very difficult for us to figure out what other philosophers act thought as opposed to what he thought, and since his life work is dedicated to the art of putting words into other people's mouths, and back in ancient Greece there was no libel law to stop them from doing that. A central part of Plato's philosophy is what we know as the series of forms, which he illustrates through the cave analogy. For Plato, the world we like is similar to living inside a cave and only seeing the shadows of the real objects on the wall, where the actual complete objects outside the cave were invisible. For Plato, every concept was a material or object had a true perfect form floating around out there. When we couldn't see it, we didn't remember seeing it. Plato thought that everyone was born with all knowledge in the world universe. The learning is actually remembering. So everything we think we know about, for example, love, is actually the half-remembered shadow of the true concept of love, which we knew before we were born and just forgot all about it. And it's the same for everything you know about every concept, from beauty to Bruce Williams to democracy. Incidentally, Plato had democracy about as much as possible anyone to hate anything, and that's understandable because the ancient Greek democratically voted to have Plato's teacher and BFF Socrates poisoned to death. For Plato, democracy is a bit of a bleed, heart, foot, good system that utterly fails in practice because people have a tendency to only vote for the biggest jerks. Just look at the people who are running whatever country you are in right now and try to tell Plato is wrong. Plato likes to think that the state was like a bit like really big person in a way, and we can think of the state as having the features of the individual just on a larger scale. He thought that we can divide the human soul into three parts with courage and moderation. The state then could be only divided into three parts, the rulers, the place, and the workers. And surprisingly, the rulers in Plato's perfect society were the philosophers. Plato thought that society should be ruled by commune of philosophers' kings, and his plan was for all the smartest and wisest people in Greece to stack up together and have lots of swinging parties so that when the kids were born, nobody could know who the real father were. Nevertheless, it would be certain that they were bred for their intelligence and generic purity. This concept is pretty controversial today because it sounds a lot like the idea of some guy named Hitler had. Even though most of my Western nations have come to adopt a democracy anyway, and nobody takes the theory of forms seriously anymore, Plato sounds apart as the guy who basically invented philosophy, and when it can be said that the 2,500 years of thought are just footnotes on your own work, you might then be in a position to judge him. The end.